This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our focus on today's presentation will be the outlook on hay prices here in the future. Certainly, Bill, the magic words would include drought and excess rain, and that has some major impacts on hay outlook. Of course, hay is important because it can be transported easily around the United States here, and of course has applications in both beef and dairy ration. And that's important to remember. Right now, about 65% of the pasture and rangelands is needing supplemental hay or forage or nutrients at this point. And while that primarily affects beef producers, dairy producers share in that same quest for that hay. The prices that I have recently seen have been reported by USDA at $210 a ton for alfalfa hay and $151 for what they call other hay. And that's pretty much the grass-type hay that a lot of our beef and dairy people will be feeding as well. The excitement, of course, is yields are down on alfalfa, down 10%, and that's a big factor. And then the other hay is down about 2.5% or 3%. Now, be also well aware that we have fewer acres being kept in forages, in this case, legumes and grasses, primarily because of the relatively strong prices that farmers are seeing in corn and soybean production, and a lot of that land is being transitioned out and away from hay crop into the row crop type products. We look at where the big effects are in alfalfa. According to the USDA, North Dakota, Montana, and Washington experienced on the average about a 35% loss in those states. The other hay big losers were South Dakota because of drought, Idaho, and of course, again, North Dakota. North Dakota has really been hit. So certainly another factor that comes into play, Bill, would be that the hay carryover in May was down 12%. So there's not a lot of residual typical hay out there that can be helped buffering some of these factors as well. I think our listeners should be well aware, while I gave you some prices, certainly those prices are going to be quite a bit higher. That's probably considered what we call an average alfalfa price. Most dairies feed a premium or high-quality alfalfa, and that can add another $20 or $30 per ton to that. And again, another big factor is where you live, Bill. Certainly, we know areas like, for example, on the West Coast, prices are higher for an important reason. That is because export. We export a significant amount of hay to China, Japan, and South Korea. And the thumb rule is you can add about $50 a ton to the base price because of the competition for that export hay. And they want the really good hay as far as that goes. Recently, I saw the premium alfalfa hay was up around that $230, $240 a ton. And, of course, that's regional depending on what the moisture situation would occur in those areas as well. So what's our take-home message, Bill, today? Well, first of all, I think you have to determine what kind of hay you really need. In other words, you may be able to substitute other forages into the feeding program, but I think you really need to plan your feeding programs if you're feeding 4 pounds per cow per day or 14 or 24. Depending on what that answer is, then do your inventory and lock in now. I don't think we're going to see a lot cheaper hay prices here in the future. The two variables, of course, is we are able to probably take one final crop in some parts of the United States. And, of course, depending on the price of milk, that can also put some pressure on in terms of what farmers are willing to purchase. And, of course, finally, take a look at byproduct feeds. Byproduct feeds can be used to stretch out some of our hay requirements, such as fuzzy cotton seed, citrus pulp, almond hulls, corn, and gluten feed, soy hulls, wheat mids. Those are products as well. Well, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack pledging more help for farmers hit by drought and other problems.
The goal here is for producers to stay on the farm and not have to sell the farm. All told, we'll transfer a total of $3 billion from CCC so we can immediately look for ways to provide the help needed by those combating African swine fever, those needing to feed livestock, those repairing storm damage, exporting our products, or feeding our children.
Agriculture Secretary making comments earlier this week at Colorado State University, where he gave a speech and some examples of projects that could be carried out in the new Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry Partner Initiative that's in the works. A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening and have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.